Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
New York State, New York City. I welcome Harry Siegel, columnist at the Daily News, the New York Daily News, and the op-ed editor at the Daily Beast to comment on matters that present here in the new year, New York's puzzles. Dateline Albany, New York, AP, former New York City and governor, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo won't face criminal prosecution over an allegation that he fondled an aide after a prosecutor said Tuesday he was dropping the case because he couldn't prove it. 3 days before the Democratic ex-governor was due to answer the misdemeanor charge in court, goes the report from AP. Albany County District Attorney David Suarez said he was asking that a criminal complaint that the county sheriff filed in October be dismissed. I'll stop there, Harry, and turn to your comment about what this means, not for Andrew Cuomo, not even for the headlines that it gathers, but what it means for the Democratic Party facing a challenge this year to elect a new governor. At the same time, we have a new governor in New York City, entirely the engine for cash and prosperity for the state of New York. What does the sudden decision mean for any of that, if at all? Good evening to you, Harry.
Good evening, John. So let's start very quickly with what this means for Andrew Cuomo and the Democratic Party. David Soares, the Albany DA, is now the third district attorney to say he wouldn't charge Cuomo for the things he was accused of doing in the Tish James report that led directly to his resignation. Soares didn't say, he framed it very carefully. He said, we found the complainant cooperative and credible. And after review of the available witness, we've concluded we cannot meet our burden at trial. The other two district attorneys who decided not to charge him in Westchester and Nassau in overlapping cases have said basically similar things. And so you get to the space between a politically damning set of accusations individually and collectively, just the quantity of them and the number of different women who came forward, and the space between what can be criminally charged. Now, in New York, there's a tradition, sadly, of Democratic lawmakers resigning over sexually related misconduct and not being criminally charged, with the prosecutors coming to the idea that their resignation was punishment enough. Elliot Spitzer, who was seeing prostitutes as governor, and then Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, who was abusive, physically abusive to women he was in relationships with or involved with. And now it looks like Cuomo's about there. There are, by the way, other potential charges still looming involving arguably more serious issues or a different set of issues, certainly, with his handling of the coronavirus and whether or not he hid information from the feds and the Trump administration, if federal prosecutors in the Biden administration want to go forward with that. So he's not entirely out of the legal woods. But what I think you're seeing is the space between politically damning accusations and where a party center is on believe women, as compared to where the legal burden of proof is, which is and probably should be a different bar. And with the former governor, can afford lawyers to infinity and is furious about what's happened to his reputation, there's no chance of like a plea bargain or some sort of deal here. This is a case you would have had to see through to a trial in what fundamentally in the case of the Albany accusation and the aide, who says that he touched her inappropriately and in his private residence after she was summoned there. You have fundamentally a he said, she said situation. where he's emphatically denied any of this has happened. And she's given a pretty specific account that this district attorney and others have called credible. But getting from that to a conviction is remains a very high bar. And I think this is something Democrats in particular are going to have to wrestle with, where their politicians have been more open to accusations of hypocrisy, because I think they've articulated more higher and more decent standards for how men in power in particular should behave. But it also means when these accusations come out, sometimes even before they're vetted, as with Scott Springer, who was one of the leading candidates for mayor, and told a woman who'd been a volunteer in his campaign 20 years earlier, came out with claims against him. And even before those began to be vetted, his campaign was pretty much done. He went from front runner to afterthought. I think a lot of Democrats have regrets about how that political process played out. There are no criminal implications there. What all this means for the race for governor is really interesting and remains to be seen. Kathy Hochul, the governor now, is the first woman to be the governor of New York. She's distanced herself from Cuomo, who, when she was lieutenant governor, distanced himself from her for other reasons. The leading candidates running against her are all men. The Democratic Party is going to have to do some reckoning with this issue. It sort of remains to be seen if any of that reckoning is going to happen in relation to what just happened to Cuomo or this political race. I think we're all waiting to see. I would just add that Hochul with Tish James, who the attorney general AG or quote unquote aspiring governor, as that position is always called, did launch a run for governor after she knocked Cuomo out. And then withdrew from that run after Hochul raised a great deal of money, and James, who traditionally has had trouble raising money, failed to even come close to keeping pace. And so Hochul right now is the overwhelming poll leader, and it remains to be seen how much of a contest she's going to have either in a Democratic primary or then in a general election against whoever emerges from the Republican field, probably Lee Zim.
Quickly to New York City, a new mayor, Eric Adams, former NYPD captain, former Brooklyn president, now leading New York with some striking remarks, keeping the schools open, staying open, opening the city in the midst of the Omicron variant, which is spreading rapidly. And as of yet, it's not clear what threat it is to the health of New York. This is a bold move by the mayor. Do you see him at this point steering a course that the public can follow, Harry? We just have a few minutes here. This is the first measure of him in the new year.
John, he's coming in asserting confidence and swagger, his word. He has been very clear with his messaging about schools, that we're better off if schools are open. The kids are better off that way. I think most parents and most New Yorkers instinctively agree with that. And I think they're right. The teachers' union is most unhappy about it. And he doesn't owe them very much. They didn't endorse him in the Democratic primary. I think this is a promising sign that he's learned from some of the mistakes of the previous administration. However, depending on where things end up over the next few weeks, in particular with the dramatic spread of the Omicron variant, and how many teachers are out, and other things shutting down, he may be forced to make a different decision. As Andrew Cuomo was fond of saying, this isn't entirely up to the leaders. This is often up to the people. And in fact, we saw that when schools reopened on Monday, there was about 67% attendance as compared to low 90-something on a given day usually. And so he can keep the schools open. Whether or not people are still going to come to the schools is a separate question. And if those two things diverge, he's either going to have to concede and correct course, or this could get very ugly and complicated quickly. But I think starting off with the presumption we're better off with schools open and working against political pressure and from his left to stick to that is an excellent sign.
Harry Siegel is the New York Daily News columnist as well as the op-ed editor at the Daily Beast, observing the exit of Andrew Cuomo so far, messy but definitive, and the entry of Eric Adams, which so far looks bold. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.